A towering block of gold letters features the logo 20th Century Studios. Hollywood spotlights crisscross their skyward beams, illuminating the golden pedestal and letters.
Sove sakatsara, pia mupits ikimai. A long time ago, it is said, a monster came here.
A stream curves around a treed shoreline and clouds hover over a mountain range in the distance. An elk with tall branch-like antlers and a white-tailed deer graze in a field. A breeze rustles stalks of tall grasses. A blue sky hangs over a campsite. A round decorated drum is posted outside a tent. Inside the tent, Naru, a young indigenous woman, is asleep on her side. Her long dark hair falls around her face. Someone kicks her shoulder to wake her. Light floods into the tent. Naru lifts her head. She has black smudges around her eyes and across her forehead. Naru looks at a dog sitting by a crackling fire. She closes her eyes, then rises. The dog watches as Naru crosses to the open flap carrying a sack. She exits the tent. Naru slings the strap of her sack over her shoulder. A woman passes with a baby strapped to her back. Other women carry baskets. A breeze billows a feather clipped into Naru's hair. She stands by her tent as women pass. Soon after, in the forest, Naru and other women forage for food. Naru crouches down. She uses a tomahawk to hack at a plant. Her dog sniffs the ground. Naru digs into the soil. She unearths a root vegetable. She brushes dirt off the root, then puts it in her sack. Naru's dog scampers into the forest. She eyes slashes on a tree trunk and smiles to herself. Green leaves flutter on the branches of trees. A gnarled branch sprouts from the side of a tree. Naru hurls her tomahawk at the tree and it penetrates the bark. She retrieves the weapon. She flips the tomahawk, then whirls around and hurls it. She throws it again. Birds flutter from the trees. Naru chucks the tomahawk. She tugs it out of the bark. Naru spots deer tracks. Naru and her dog creep to a fallen log. They spot a buck grazing in a clearing. Naru hunches over as she sneaks closer. She ducks down.
A whitetail.
Naru stares at the huge deer. The buck continues munching on tall grasses.
Sorry. Maoi. Nita.
Naru signs to the dog, then nods. She slowly stands, gripping her tomahawk in her right hand. Naru looks up. The buck bolts. She throws her axe and misses. Sari chases the deer. Naru runs to collect her tomahawk. She sprints after the animals, then spots the deer galloping alongside her. Naru skids under a fallen tree as she pursues the deer. Sari circles the buck. Naru grips with her tomahawk in her right hand. Naru launches herself off a tree trunk and throws it. She misses again. Naru's eyes widen. She finds Sari sitting on the ground. The dog's tail is clamped in the metal jaws of a fur trap. Naru examines the rusty steel trap. She slides it off of Sari's tail. The dog hops up. Naru gathers something from a small pouch tied around her neck. She mashes it in her hands. Naru massages the poultice into Sari's wounded tail. She pats the dog's head and he licks her face. Naru smiles. She picks up the fur trap. A long, rusty chain is affixed to one end. Naru tugs on the links of chain. She uses a rock to try to smash the metal. Naru looks up at the sky. She glances at a cluster of trees. Naru drops the trap on the ground. She strides towards the trees. She follows Sari down a rocky embankment. Naru is wearing a fringed leather tunic and pants. Naru gazes at dark clouds in the sky. Streaks of lightning flash inside an expanding mass of rolling black clouds. Title: 20th Century Studios presents Prey. The block letters in the title are streaked with claw marks. The dark clouds disappear and fluffy white and gray clouds fill the sky. A hawk soars overhead.
I remember when Father told me I was ready for Katamia, a big hunt.
An arrow is aimed.
You were little, so Mother took you to gather medicine.
Naru aims the arrow.
But Father and I went up into the hills. The rain was bad. Everything was wet. We crawled through the mud. My bowstring got ruined.
Naru pretends to sleep. Her brother shoots an arrow. He strikes the hawk.
You were sleeping.
I was waiting for it to circle back. Now you're going to have to cross the river to get it. Whoa. Don't get your bowstring wet.
He grimaces at her.
Tabe, this morning in the sky, I saw a sign. The Thunderbird. I've been practicing. It's time. I'm ready for my Katamia.
You really think you're ready?
Tabe steps closer to her.
You want to hunt something that's hunting you.
Naru stares at her brother. His hair hangs in two long braids and his face and chest are painted white. After, Naru hikes up a grassy hill with Sari. They crest the hill. Fluffy white clouds dapple the blue afternoon sky. Caption: the Northern Great Plains. A shadowy mountain range rises in the distance. The campsite perches by a stream at the edge of the forest. Naru and Sari return to the camp. She grips a fish in her left hand. They pass tents and tribe mates. One man leads a horse. Sari trots alongside Naru. A woman piles branches in a fire pit. Naru approaches her and she looks up. She hands Naru a sack. Naru takes it. She walks away carrying the sack in her right hand. Two men pass behind her. One grips a spear and the other holds a bow. Naru's bow is strapped across her back. Naru wears a serious expression on her face as she strides through the camp. Sari follows her. Naru walks past a woman stripping an animal skin stretched over a wooden frame. Naru turns to an open tent flap. She removes her bow. Inside, a woman pounds powder with a rock. Naru unpacks her sack. The older woman spits on powder in her hands. She rubs her hands together and glances at Naru. Naru cuts the fish with her tomahawk. The woman continues her work. Naru sets down the tomahawk and picks up a blade. She slices the fish. Naru cuts off the tail. She offers it to Sari.
Betsa.
The dog takes it. He leaves the tent. The woman smiles.
Trained him well. It's easy. He's smart. Not every smart creature's easy to train.
Naru looks at her mother, Aruka.
Is that for War Chief's bad knee?
Aruka mashes powder.
He's getting worse.
You didn't put on shtotsi, huh?
Aruka grabs a pouch. She eyes Naru with a furrowed brow.
Who taught you about orange tutsia?
You?
Aruka smirks. She sets down the pouch. Naru sharpens the blade of her tomahawk.
Your father left you that to cut breadfruit with.
Naru sets down the sharpening stone.
You almost got a deer with it.
You can't eat almost. My girl,
you are good.
So many other things. Why do you want to hunt?
Because you all think that I can't.
Naru stares at her mother. Aruka blinks.
Ah, in this wind, he brings home a red tail.
Tabe enters.
You should have listened to my story.
Didn't think we had time for a nap.
Naru resumes sharpening her tomahawk.
It's sharp enough. Go get us some orange tutsia.
Aruka hands Naru the pouch. Naru nods, then stands. Naru eyes Tabe as she leaves the tent. He glances back at her. Aruka grinds herbs. Dark clouds hover over the mountains. A flap closes on an alien spaceship as it cuts through the sky. It rises into the clouds, then vanishes. An extraterrestrial predator appears. Light flashes across its scaly, luminescent skin. It flexes its broad shoulders, then stalks off with a weapon strapped to its back. Sadi scampers through the forest. Naru treks behind him. She pulls out her tomahawk and looks down. Moments later, Naru chops the stem of an orange flower. She tugs it out of the earth, then puts it in her sack. Naru plucks the petal off another orange flower, then stuffs them in her pouch. She pulls string to draw the pouch closed. Naru stands and starts off with her dog, following close behind. She tucks her tomahawk in a loop around her waist as she walks.
Itze!
A warrior turns around.
Hina!
A lion! Tukpui! You gotta find him!
Naru's eyes widen. A narrow trail cuts through the forest. A shirtless tribal warrior gestures as he leads his hunting party into the woods. They carry spears, bows, and arrows. The band of warriors wear feathers in their long braided hair. They have paint on their faces and torsos. An aerial view shows towering trees in the dense forest. The warriors scurry down a hill. They hike through muddy underbrush with their weapons pointed in front of them. One warrior stops. He glances back, then draws an arrow in his bow. He aims up a hill with the bow string pulled taut. Tabe lowers his arm. Naru and Sari appear over the crest of the hill.
You could get shot sneaking up like that.
Who's sneaking?
Who invited you? We won't be gone long enough to need a cook.
She scowls.
She should stay. She tracks well. If we find Pui alive, she knows medicine.
Tabe nods at his fellow warriors. He approaches his sister.
You have to find that cat now.
I will.
I know. Because you have to.
She meets Tabe's gaze with an indignant grin. Naru sets off, and Sari follows her. An ant skitters over the grass. The ant crawls upwards onto an invisible mound. A mouse grabs the ant with its teeth, then nibbles on it. The mouse sniffs the air. A snake is coiled nearby. The rattlesnake pounces and captures the mouse in its jaws. It slithers across the ground. The snake releases the mouse, then tenses and flicks its tongue. The snake lunges. Two prongs pierce the snake's head. The invisible predator strips off the snake's skin. Meanwhile, Naru and the hunting party creep through the forest. Sari runs in front of Naru. She carries a bow and arrow. Sari bounds across a clearing. He stops to sniff a large pile of feces. Naru bends down.
Oh, good. Dog found shit.
We're not looking for wolves.
It's not wolf.
You see that crushed bone? That's lion scat.
The cat that made it was big.
Naru touches a nearby plant. Tabe watches as she plucks a leaf and finds blood on it. Naru and the warriors continue through the woods. Naru scans the forest as she walks. Tabe is behind her. Sare leads them to a man slumped by a tree. Naru drops to her knees beside him. She touches Pui's wrist. His chest is streaked with blood.
He's breathing.
Petzer.
The men get to work. They gather branches, chop wood, and tie sticks together. Naru crushes herbs in her hand. She mashes them in a cup. Pui flinches as she rubs the ointment on his bloody wounds. The men tie ropes. Naru tends to Pui's cuts. A warrior collects a mushroom from a knot in a tree and gives it to Naru. She crushes it in her hands. Another warrior gathers tree sap to connect sticks. The men fasten branches together. They hoist a stretcher into the air. Naru pulls a strap off of her neck and opens a pouch of orange totsia. Itze watches her.
So much could kill him.
It won't kill him. Just cool his blood.
Naru forces a handful of petals into Pui's mouth. She feeds him water. His body shakes and tenses.
Enough.
He shivers. At night, torches are lit.
Tabe wants to stay and hunt. Let's go.
I'm coming with you.
I can handle the lion.
It's not just the lion. Why is Pui alive? There's something that scared the cat away from its den.
I've got this. Stay with Pui. He needs your help too.
We don't have time to waste talking. We need to get him home.
Manamsoit!
Tabe sets off. The warriors carry Pui on the stretcher. Naru stands alone, looking unsure. Two warriors carry the stretcher and the others light the path with their torches. Naru and Sari catch up to the procession. The flickering fires illuminate the dark forest. They stop. Itze checks Pui. Okay.
The cold is good. The medicine slows his blood. If he gets warm, he'll bleed out. Hey, do you want him to be comfortable or alive?
Mia!
They continue moving forward. Sari turns and sniffs the ground. Sari finds the dead mouse. Naru approaches the dog, then bends down. She looks at the mouse, then lifts her eyes. Naru stands. Nearby, she crouches by the bloody corpse of the skinned rattlesnake. Naru shines her torchlight on it. She recoils as the snake thrashes. The skinless snake convulses, then grows still. Naru blinks. She cocks her head as she peers at the ground. She shines her torchlight on two large footprints in the dirt. Each print has four claw marks on one end. Naru lifts her gaze. She stands and illuminates upper branches. Naru's eyes flutter. She steps closer.
We don't have time to wait for you.
Look.
Could be bear tracks.
Maybe. But that's a big bear. And why was it on its hind legs? And what skins a snake like that?
We need to keep moving.
No. I have to warn my brother.
She hurries off.
Paka, go with her.
Paka trails after Naru. Wasape looks down at the ground, then up at the tree. He rejoins the hunting party and Pui. Up in the tree, the rattlesnake's skin is draped over a branch. Naru scurries through the forest with her torch held aloft. She quickens her pace. Paka runs behind her. Naru stops. She rests one knee on the ground. She presses her fingers into a footprint. Naru glances behind her. She stands and gazes into the dark forest. Naru grips her torch as she passes a tree. Someone pulls her to the ground.
Nadu, we don't need the torches. Don't scare the cat.
It's Tabe.
When it's hunting grounds, why'd you come back?
I found tracks, and they were huge.
I'm not frightened by a bear.
I don't think it was a bear. I don't know what it was. I've never seen anything like it. It skinned and gutted a snake.
Well, whatever it was, we're in the cat's den now. We have to deal with it first. Come on.
Moments later, they crawl on their stomachs to a mound overlooking a game trail.
The lion won't think that we're hunting in here.
They peer over the hill.
It'll think it's hunting us. We get some bait and climb up and wait for it.
A hunter doesn't wait. He hunts. We could be here all night.
We could stalk the forest all night and not find anything, too.
If you're too afraid to hunt, go back to camp where you belong.
We'll try it Nader's way. We'll bait it. That'll lead the cat to you. Wait.
Tabe stops his sister.
It's time, Nadu. You cut them, yeah? When the lion comes, you tell that thing, this is as far as you go. No more. This is it.
She nods. Tabe slinks off. Nadu hops up. Soon after, a trail of blood and rotting flesh marks a path to the tree. Flies buzz around the entrails. A heap of dead animal flesh is slick with blood. Nadu sits on a branch in the tree with her right leg dangling down. Paka climbs up the tree trunk. He sits on a branch across from her and scans the dark forest. Nadu sharpens her tomahawk on a rock.
It won't matter how sharp it is if you're too afraid to use it.
She glares at him.
You think you're ready? You've never faced a lion. Its mouth full of teeth like arrows. Ready to tear your flesh and crush your bones.
Meanwhile, Tabe pours blood on the ground from a dead possum.
When your brother comes back, he and I will find the lion and kill him.
Paka is hauled down. Nadu leaps up and draws an arrow. Nadu whirls around. She stands on a branch with her arrow aimed at the forest. The lion leaps into the tree. Nadu backs away, wielding a spear as the lion stalks towards her. The lion creeps closer. She jabs the air with her spear. The branch wobbles. The lion bares its fangs. Nadu sees lightning in the forest. The lion pounces. Nadu falls out of the tree. Flames flicker in a fire. Aruka plucks leaves off stalks of herbs. She crumbles them into a pot. She dips a ladle into the pot, then sniffs the liquid. Nadu startles awake.
Your brother carried you home.
Nadu's face is slick with sweat.
What about the lion?
Tabe went after it.
I have to find him.
No, you need to rest. Ika, drink this tea. Ika!
Nadu reaches out for the cup. She brings it to her mouth. Her mother nods. Nadu drinks.
Who he survived? Because of your medicine.
There's something else out there. Tabe needs my help.
Nadu sits up.
If your brother needed you, he wouldn't have brought you back here.
Nadu meets Aruka's stern gaze.
You think the reason for Kotamiya is to prove you can hunt? But there's only one reason.
to survive.
Tabe Kima!
A girl peers into the darkness. Tabe trudges toward the camp with the dead lion slung over his shoulder. His face is streaked with blood. His tribe mates gather. Tabe drops the cat on the ground. He faces his tribe, looking exhausted. The tribal chief and his mother smile at him proudly. Naru exits the tent. She stares at Tabe. A bonfire billows. Tabe stands beside the chief. The chief raises his hand. The tribe gathers around the fire. Naru watches her brother. Tabe gazes at the flames. He smiles at his tribe mates. The chief grips a carved staff decorated with feathers. He wears a feathered headdress. The chief passes the staff to Tabe. He pats Tabe on the shoulder. Naru frowns and lowers her gaze. Tabe shakes the staff overhead. Aruka smiles and claps. Other tribesmen cheer. Tabe grins as Aruka cups his face proudly. Naru looks on with a grim expression on her face. Tabe and the warriors holler with delight. Naru frowns. She stalks off as the tribe celebrates around the bonfire. They dance and play drums.
Naru!
Oh, war chief.
Naru! Where are you going?
You did it.
She turns around.
No. We didn't do it. What do you think left those tracks? And skinned that snake, and before I fell, I saw lightning in the trees.
Naru.
There's something else out there.
And if there is, I'll get it.
We need to go back out. Far, beyond the ridgeline.
No.
Okay, well, I'll hunt alone if I have to.
You can't.
Do I need your permission, War Chief?
It's not about permission. You can't. I had to carry you back.
He stares at his sister. Naru's eyes glisten with tears.
I can hunt.
You're right. We didn't do it.
Tabe looks down.
I did.
He looks at Naru.
You tried it. You couldn't bring it home.
He glares at her. Tabe walks away holding the staff. Naru scowls. Her tribe mates dance around the fire. Tabe joins them, brandishing the staff. Naru is asleep on her side in the tent. A foot jostles her shoulder. She grimaces with her eyes closed. She looks at the flap as Aruka hikes away from the tent with a sack over her shoulder. Naru rests her head back down. Tabe is asleep nearby. The women set off towards the forest. Naru steps out of the tent with her sack. She watches as the women depart. A woman toting a basket carries a baby strapped to her back. Naru's breath quickens. She removes the strap of her sack from around her shoulder. She tosses it in the tent. She packs a bag.
If they don't see,
she talks to Sadi.
We'll show them. Kima.
Naru exits the tent with her weapons. She heads in the opposite direction to the women. She glances back, then lowers her eyes as women trek past her. Naru looks guilty but determined as she sets off. The women file past her. Soon after, Naru walks along the creek with Sari at her side. They cross a field. The mountains appear in the distance. Fluffy clouds waft in the sky as the morning sun shines. Naru and Sari hike towards the forest. They walk along a ridge, then down an embankment in the forest. Naru notices something on a tree stump and crouches down to investigate. She spots luminescent green liquid on a branch. Naru looks down. She sees an oversized footprint in the dirt. Sari brings her a stick. Naru uses the stick to measure the footprint. It is about a foot wide. Naru breaks the stick to match the width of the print. She holds it up and studies it curiously. In a clearing, a rabbit nibbles on grass. A wolf stands a few feet behind the cottontail. The wolf licks its lips. The rabbit and the wolf are viewed with thermal imaging. The predator scans them. The wolf creeps slowly towards the rabbit. The rabbit hops away, and the wolf pursues it. The thermal image of the wolf appears as it draws close to the rabbit. The wolf catches the rabbit, then is swatted to the side. The wolf pounces. The invisible predator hurls it backwards. The translucent form of the predator plods towards the wolf. The wolf snarls and arches its back. The wolf bares its fangs. The predator crouches down in the grass. The translucent form of the predator is a few feet in front of the wolf. Two prongs extend from one arm-like appendage. The wolf runs forward. The wolf jumps, and the predator strikes the animal with the prongs. The wolf stiffens. The wolf flops, lifeless, on its side. The predator slices up the wolf's back, then across the wolf's neck. It peels out the wolf's spine and rips off its head. In the forest, a rabbit sniffs the air. It flees as Naru's tomahawk strikes the ground. She retrieves the weapon. She hurls it again. The rabbit skitters off. Naru tugs her tomahawk out of a log, then stands gripping the handle. Naru rips branches off of a bush. Naru strips bark off the branches. She winds strips of bark together, making a rope. Naru winds the braided rope around the handle of her tomahawk. She holds the rope with one hand, then tosses the tomahawk. She pulls it back. Naru practices throwing the tomahawk at trees, then tugging the rope to draw it back to her hand. Sari's head moves side to side as he watches her. The blade pierces a tree trunk. Naru walks over to unstick it. A rabbit sits in the grass nearby. Naru flips her axe in her hand. Soon after, Naru walks with the carcass of three dead rabbits slung over her shoulder. Her bow and arrows are strapped across her back. Sari follows her down a rocky hill. Fluffy white clouds hover over the mountains in front of them. That evening, the rabbits roast over a campfire. Naru sits eating. Sari lays on the ground beside her. She feeds him a piece of meat.
Next time you're cooking.
The next morning, the rising sun begins to illuminate the sky. Naru stamps out the remnants of her fire. She rubs her teeth with a stick.
Kima.
She points. The dog sits.
No more, I Kima.
She picks up her quiver of arrows.
We have to go find whatever left those tracks.
She straps it over her head.
Kitsi.
They hike along a rocky ridge. Sunlight peeks up from behind the mountain peaks. Sari walks at Naru's side. The vast mountain range stretches towards the horizon. The predator uses a gauntlet on its wrist to spray a clear vapor onto the severed wolf head. The vapor melts off the wolf's fur, ears, and skin. The wolf's skull perches on a rock. The predator picks up the skull and studies it. The predator has arthropod-like mandibles and long dreadlock-like appendages dangling from its head. It hangs the wolf skull on a string dangling from a sheath around its waist. The predator kneels in a cave. It stands and cocks its fists, then turns invisible. Sari and Naru walk in shallow water. They tromp through the muddy shoreline. Naru looks up at birds circling in the sky. She strides towards an open field. The field is littered with dozens of buffalo carcasses. Flies buzz around the bloody remains. Naru stops and knits her brow. She gazes across the field in shock and horror. Naru crouches by a dead buffalo. The animal's bloody eyeball pokes from an open socket. Naru reaches into her sack. She pulls out a leaf, then presses it to the buffalo's head. She closes her eyes.
Dasilo, atsavi. Yatsara, tsaku. Arata, papa'a, yamoko.
Naru rests her hand by the animal's horn. She looks up sadly. Naru glances at the ground. She picks up the chewed butt of a rough-hewn cigar and places it in her palm. She sniffs it, then grimaces. Naru looks across the field. Buzzards circle over the bloody buffalo carcasses. Tall trees perch on the shore of a stream. The invisible predator leaps from a tree into shallow water. It scans the area. The predator plods through the creek. It steps onto the muddy shore, leaving massive footprints. Sari scampers through the forest. Naru trails behind him. She slows her pace as she traverses a mossy patch of earth. Naru crouches down. She plucks a broken twig off of the ground and examines it.
Sari?
She stares into a dense thicket of trees with a wary expression on her face. The trunk of one tree is marred with long, deep claw marks. Naru steps towards the tree. She sinks to her waist in muck. The mud bog undulates around her torso. The area is surrounded by rocks and fallen logs. Naru tries to move. In the field, the predator picks up the discarded cigar by the skinned buffalo carcass. It turns it over, then drops it. The predator pokes a bullet hole on the buffalo's bloody skinless head. It plucks out a leaf and studies it. The predator perches on a bent knee. It pinches the bullet between its talons and scans it with its helmet. Naru is chest deep in mud. She struggles to shift her body. Naru frees her right arm in tomahawk. She throws it. It lands behind a gnarled clump of branches with the rope attached. Naru tugs on the rope. The hatchet flings back towards her. Her body sinks deeper in the mud. She grips the tomahawk in her right hand, then hurls it. It hits the branches and topples backwards. Naru retrieves it. She throws it again. The mud swallows her up to her shoulders. Naru tosses the tomahawk. She pulls on the rope. A branch snaps off and flings backwards. Naru is now buried to her neck in mud. She rests her head back as she reels the rope and hatchet back. Naru raises the tomahawk overhead. She hurls it. It catches in the crook of branches. Naru grips the rope. The braided rope strains as she pulls on it. The tomahawk twists sideways, securing it in place. Naru holds the rope with both hands. She strains with effort as she drags herself forward. Naru wriggles through the thick mud. She crawls out of the sinkhole, covered in mud. She leans against the thicket with her breath heaving in her chest. Her body is caked with mud. She flicks mud off of her hand. Soon after, Naru dunks the tomahawk in a creek and rinses the mud off. She pulls it out of the water, then runs her hand over the blade. Naru grabs her bow. She dips it in the water. She holds it up and runs her fingers over the wooden bow and string. Naru looks to the side. Sari trots over with a dead rat in his mouth.
There you are.
He drops the critter on the ground and stares at her. Naru crawls up a hill. Sari scampers alongside her. They peer over a ridge. Water ripples in a stream. They spot a massive brown bear on the rocky shore. The bear claws and chomps on the dead body of a deer. A strong breeze blows tall grasses and ruffles Naru's hair. The bear raises its head and sniffs the air. Naru hastily draws an arrow. She aims down at the bear. Naru shoots, but her bowstring snaps. The bear bounds towards her. Naru ducks behind the ridge and frantically tries to repair her bow. The bear perches on its hind legs. The bear runs through the water. Naru reties the bowstring. The bear lumbers up the hill towards Naru. Sari dashes down the hill. The bear veers around and chases the dog. Sari scampers across the rocky shoreline as Naru gathers her weapons. The bear pursues the dog. Naru tests the bowstring. She leaps up and skids down the embankment towards the stream. She launches herself off of a tree, then lands in the water and aims an arrow. Sari runs back towards her. The dog bolts past her. Naru fires at the charging bear and misses. She flees. Naru sprints through the shallow water. The bear gains on her. She dives. She reaches the shore. Naru clambers into a beaver dam. The bear batters the branches with its snout. Naru is on her back and the bear snarls and snaps at her. The bear opens its jaw, bearing sharp fangs. Naru turns her face away in fear. The bear withdraws. Naru lifts her head and looks around. The bear pads back into the water. The bear rears up, then attacks the cloaked predator. Naru watches, wide-eyed. Parts of the predator's body glow red as it fights the bear. The alien hurls the bear into the water. Naru gapes, and her eyes bulge. The bear shakes and thrashes in the water. The bear rears up on its hind legs. Naru blinks, looking incredulous. The bear starts off. The predator rises. Its torso glows with flickering computerized scales. The bear charges. Naru shields her head as the bear collapses behind her. The invisible predator drags the bear's body back. The predator hoists the bear overhead. Its outline appears as the bear's blood runs down its torso. Naru is on her back. She pants with fear. She scurries backwards. Naru dives into the water. She flaps her arms frantically as she swims away. The predator watches her using a thermal scanner. Naru is swept away in a swift-moving current. The water forces her past rocky cliffs. Naru drifts through a patch of white water. The stream rushes rocks. Naru paddles towards the shore. She crawls up onto the rocks and her wet hair dangles around her face. Naru sits and wrings water out of the tassels on her leather pants. She shakes water out of her sack. Naru looks at the forest and tries to catch her breath. Afternoon sunlight shines through a canopy of trees. Naru hikes through the forest. She freezes and grips her tomahawk. Her tribe mates appear.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Your brother sent us to bring you home.
Where is he?
Searching for you on the other side of the pass.
She turns and starts off.
Where are you going?
Naru spins around and faces Wasape.
I saw it.
Saw what?
I saw what left those tracks.
The bear?
There was a bear, but there was something else, and it was huge. I couldn't see it until it was covered in blood, but it looked like a moot beats.
You saw a monster from a children's story?
It fought and killed a bear with its hands, easily.
How come it didn't kill you?
She eyes the men, then walks away.
Stop! What's going home? Enough!
Naru slaps Wasape. He flings her to the ground, then drags her backwards. She grabs his leg, then kicks him down. He straddles her. Naru presses on his jaw. She blocks his punch, then rolls on top of him. She punches Wasape in the face. He rolls her over. Naru knees him in the face. She stands. She spits blood. Wasape stands. Naru tackles him and flips onto her back. She bites his arm. They both hop up.
You wanna leave? Then leave.
Naru turns. Another warrior pushes her, then Wasape slugs her. She collapses. He pins her arms.
We're going home.
The other warrior glowers. Towering trees surround them. The predator watches from a branch. The warriors lead Naru off. Wasape forces her down.
Just sit.
Wasape confiscates her tomahawk and rope.
You need a leash for your weapon?
Naru glares at him. Wasape tucks her axe in his sack.
Get some water. We'll rest a minute. Stay together.
What about Tabe?
He'll meet us back at camp.
Itse turns and walks away.
I said stay together.
I gotta go take a squat. You want me to do it here?
Naru bristles. She scans the forest.
Water.
Itse braces himself on a tree. He startles and looks up. Brilliant sunlight shines through the treetops. Itse casts his eyes across the branches overhead. He reaches for an arrow. Naru whirls around and rises to her knees. The warriors stand behind a fallen tree trunk with their arrows aimed. Something rustles in a bush nearby. The warriors point their arrows at the movement. Critters scurry out. Wasape fires, then smirks.
I should see your face.
What do you think drove the possums our way?
Wasape sneers at Naru. He hops onto the log. He jumps down on the other side. He paces across the clearing, then bends to pick up the dead possum. He holds it up and nods. Wasape drops the possum. Naru blinks as she stares at him. The other two warriors lean forward. Wasape looks down at three laser beams glowing on his chest. Wasape studies a laser beam on his left wrist. A beam shines in his eye. He tries to block it with his hand. Blood splatters, then Wasape falls to the ground. His torso and left eye are pierced with arrows. One warrior wields a spear and the other aims an arrow. Wasape's lifeless body is sprawled on the other side of the log. The warriors scan the forest, looking scared. Naru saws at her wrist restraints with the sharp edge of a broken branch. The ropes do not break. The invisible predator plucks the arrows out of Wasape's torso and eye socket. One warrior shoots an arrow. A section of the predator's body illuminates as the arrow jabs into its right forearm. Its body flickers in fiery, scale-like sections. The predator wears a skull helmet covering its head and face. Four curved teeth protrude from its insect-like mouth. The warriors grip spears. One signs to the other, then leaps over the log. Naru looks around. The warrior confronts the cloaked predator with his spear. The predator steps closer. Two warriors attack from either side. The predator hurls one warrior. The predator activates a telescoping spear as it battles the other warrior. Naru eyes Wasape's body. The predator swings the spear and the warrior dodges the blade. Naru runs to Wasape's body. She kneels down beside him. Naru fumbles with Wasape's sack. Her wrists are still tied. The predator severs the warrior's right arm and blood gushes out. It lops off his other arm. Naru rummages in Wasape's sack. The predator cuts off the warrior's head. Naru gapes in fright. A warrior leaps at the predator with a spear. He stabs the predator's foot. The predator swats him. Naru ducks as the predator flings a spear. She retrieves her tomahawk. The predator brandishes two spears. It strides towards the warrior. The predator stabs the warrior in the stomach. It turns around to look at Naru. She hunches over, glowering. The predator plucks the spear out of the warrior's gut. Naru takes off running. She pumps her arms as she races through the forest. Naru sprints across a field of tall grass. Itse pulls her to the ground. He silences her. A breeze blows the stalks of grass. Naru lifts her head to peer across the field. She ducks back down. Itse and Naru sign to each other. He nods at her. The cloaked predator trudges through the tall grass. Itse peeks up. He signs to Naru. The predator spots them using thermal imaging. Itse slowly draws an arrow out of his quiver. Naru watches as he loads it in his bow and pulls the string taut. Naru sees laser beams on Itse's forehead.
No, he has us.
Naru sprints off and Itse follows. They dash across the field. Itse glances back as he runs. The predator pounces on Itse. Blood sprays up into the air. Naru increases her pace. The predator tracks her. Naru grips her tomahawk in her right hand. She reaches the forest. Naru trips and falls. Her foot is caught in a fur trap. She pries at the metal clamp. Naru looks up. The cloaked predator picks up the length of chain attached to the trap. Then drops it. Naru spots men. Fur trappers aim muskets at her. The leader hits Naru with the butt of his gun. At night, wooden slats surround the sides of a crate. Naru is unconscious inside. Blood is crusted on her lip. Naru squints and opens her eyes. She bangs on the slats. She looks around frantically, then pummels the cage walls. She peeks out at the trapper's campsite. Men stand around a campfire. Two men banter, and one aims a musket skyward. Naru looks down at her wounded leg. She rolls down her pants to reveal a bruised and bloody wound. The bearded, burly leader wears a bear head over his shoulder. He turns around, puffing on a cigar. Naru gapes.
You killed the buffalo.
He heads towards her cage. He jabs the cage with a stick. Naru flinches. Naru swipes it, then slashes his hand. He wrenches the stick from her hands. Another man crouches down in front of the cage. He looks at Naru.
What did you see?
She stares at him.
I speak a lot of languages. You are Comanche, yes?
The leader sneers. The crouching man shakes his head.
You should be helping us. I think this creature is a hunter, looking for the strongest beast. What do you know?
He shows her a leaf smeared with glowing green blood.
He killed your whole party.
No, I didn't kill everyone.
If you were smart, you'd help us.
The leader opens another cage. He drags Tabe out.
Une façon ou une autre va nous aider. Fais le saigner.
They force Tabe onto his knees. Naru watches wide-eyed as the leader cuts a gash across Tabe's torso. Naru looks anguished. At dawn, Naru and Tabe are tied to a tree in a glade.
Are you hurt?
Oh, they tried.
A layer of fog blankets the forest. Two trappers lay on their stomachs on a hill with their guns aimed at the glade. Their companions are on horseback.
perfectly dark leather with his whip on.
The thing the white men are trying to catch. That's what you went out after? It's what you were tracking?
Yes.
And that's what you chose for Katami.
A trapper peers through a spyglass. The horses gallop off.
Oh, no. Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
J'arrive.
Qu'est-ce qui arrive? Robert! Tiens, Robert!
The horseback riders sprawl dead in the grass. The cloaked predator stands over the corpses.
Merde.
Thick fog wafts through the forest. The horses race away from the glade. Tabe watches the fleeing horses.
I need to give me a horse.
It's coming. What's that quit up? Naru!
Their wrists are bound together.
Can you get your side loose?
Naru grits her teeth as she tugs on the ropes. Light flickers over the predator's scale-covered body. Debris billows across the foggy forest. The predator decloaks. It curls one hand, revealing sharp claws. Black ash swirls from its hand, and the predator sniffs the air. Naru and Tabe struggle with their restraints.
Naru! We're the bait. He's coming for us.
Naru tilts her head to the side.
No. No. It doesn't want bait. It doesn't hunt that way.
The predator walks.
Before the trappers captured me, it saw me. It came right up to me. And then left. It didn't think I was a threat.
Tabe cranes his neck to try to look at his sister. They are bound on opposite sides of the tree.
You want to know how I killed that lion? Your plan. The tree. You weakened it. You had it, Naru.
Naru blinks. A smile spreads across Tabe's battered face.
You can see what I miss. You always have.
I don't know that this thing can be killed.
Tabe's mouth and nose are crusted with dried blood.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Green blood spews as the predator steps in a trap. The trappers tighten chains attached to its snared foot. They toss a net over it.
Naru. Naru!
Oh, no!
Two blades pierce one trapper's head. The predator rises. It throws a metal net over a trapper. The electronic net contracts into a metal sphere. The trapper's entrails scatter on the ground. The predator uses a cutter to free its foot. Another trapper appears.
Shadowfell!
The trapper wields a knife. The predator throws a trap. The trapper collapses in a spray of blood. Bullets strike the predator's back. It fans out a metal shield as trappers shoot at it. The trappers scramble to reload. Naru and Tabe are still tied to the tree. She spots a trap on the ground and uses her foot to drag it towards her. Tabe pulls on the ropes. The English speaker trapper hides behind a tree with a gun. The predator slaughters trappers with blades and a hook. One trapper races at the predator. The predator hoists the man in the air. The predator strikes another trapper with an axe, then draws a blade. the Predator fans out its shield, beheading a trapper and chopping down a tree.
What are you doing?
I have a plan. Get down!
Tabe and Naru shimmy down the tree trunk. A trapper reloads his gun. The Predator tromps towards him as shots ring out around them. The trapper aims at the Predator. The trapper fires. The bullet ricochets off of the Predator's helmet and strikes the trapper.
Do you remember the flood when we were young?
I saw a beaver that had its legs pinned between two rocks. The water was rising so fast, it knew it was going to die.
Naru grabs a rock.
So it chewed off its one leg.
On va frapper les autres!
The leader and posse of trappers shoot at the Predator. The Predator blocks the shots with its circular metal shield. The Predator presses buttons on a computerized metal arm gauntlet.
It was worth it to the beaver.
Please.
Losing its leg to be free.
Wait. Naru. What are you doing, Naru? Naru, stop!
She drops the rock into the trap. The snare severs the wrist restraints.
I'm smarter than a beaver.
Come on, we gotta go.
The Predator leaps between tree trunks as fog wafts in the air. Debris rains down on Tabe and Naru as it bounds off of their tree. They remove their rope shackles.
Where are you going?
I gotta go get us those horses.
I'll get Sadie.
The trappers aim their guns skyward and shoot at the Predator in the trees. It disappears in the mist. The trappers look at the ground. They see the Predator's wrist gauntlet and step closer. Red lights blink inside the contraption. The leader retreats and his men stand over the device. Two flaps flip open. Three circular discs rotate, then rise up into the air. They hover in front of the trappers with glowing red lights inside. The men flee. Sprays of laser beams erupt from the forest. Meanwhile, Naru strides across a glade with a determined look on her face. The remaining trappers pack up their camp. Naru spies from behind wrapped bundles. She creeps closer to a tent, then peeks out. She notices flames flickering in a campfire and her sack sitting nearby. Naru spots Sari by another tent with a rope around his neck. She runs closer. A trapper approaches Sari wielding a knife. Naru leaps out and bends the trapper's arm back. She slashes his arm, then hurls her tomahawk at his companion. She wrestles him to the ground. Naru kicks him in the face. One trapper swings a knife and the other grabs Naru. She kicks one trapper backwards and stabs the other with a knife. Naru plunges the knife into one trapper's back. She tugs the knife out of the trapper's back and uses it to stab the other trapper in the arm and throat. Another trapper grabs a gun. Naru hurls a knife at him. Another trapper runs at Naru. He falls on top of her, then pounds her with his fists. She impales him with an arrow, then slits his throat. Naru downs a trapper with her retractable tomahawk. She draws the weapon back to her hand. Naru scans the camp. Moments later, she unties Sari.
Sari, only give me a Tabe. Go!
The dog scampers off. Naru crouches in the camp with spots of blood on her face. In the forest, the ground is slick with blood. The bodies of trappers are strewn in the dirt. The Predator sits on a log. Its body oozes with green blood. It jabs a syringe into its neck. The predator shakes the syringe, then uses it to cauterize a gaping gash on its leg. Bubbling silver liquid fills the wound and seals it. At the trapper's camp, Naru rubs ointment on the wound on her leg. She grimaces in pain. Naru lifts her eyes and bristles. A trapper aims a gun at her. She stands, gripping her tomahawk.
Help me!
It's the English-speaking man.
You have medicine?
He is missing his right leg. He flops on the ground. Naru stares at him. She points at his gun and nods.
Help me, and I'll show you how to use it. Please.
Naru blinks. He holds out the weapon.
Please.
After, he claws at the dirt as Naru treats his leg. She tugs the predator's metal disc out of his stump. Naru examines the disc. She stuffs the disc in her sack.
Take the powder and put it in the gun. Not too little, not too much.
She applies ointment to his wound.
And then what?
Then you take the ball and the cloth, put it in the gun. After that, take the stick you see there. You put in the gun 3-4 times.
He reaches out for the gun.
Last thing. It's okay.
Naru passes it to him. He taps the top of the barrel.
Put the powder here. Then pull that buck and it will fire.
That's all?
He nods. She sets the gun down and he throws his head back in agony.
Please. It hurts.
Naru reaches into her sack.
Please.
She gives him an open pouch of orange totsia petals.
What is it?
She forces them into his mouth. Naru takes the pouch. The man shivers.
What's happening? I'm freezing cold.
Naru's head snaps to the side.
Please. Don't leave me.
She strides off. The wounded man's breath heaves in his chest. He glances back at a tent. He drags himself towards the tent. He freezes. He flops on his back. The cloaked predator stalks into the camp. It removes the cloak. The predator scans the camp. A pot over the fire glows red and yellow. The wounded man's body radiates no heat. A glowing body trail leads away from the man. The predator's head and face are covered with the shell-like helmet and mask. The predator plods through the camp. Naru hides behind a tree. The predator stands over the wounded man. He scans the man and finds no heat in his body. Naru sneaks a look at the predator. It is unable to see the wounded man. The predator sweeps its head side to side. Naru hides behind the tree. She looks down at a vial of orange totsia around her neck.
I can't see him.
The predator's dreadlocked-like hair appendages dangle down its back. It steps on the wounded man. The man flails, and the predator stabs him. Naru startles. The predator draws a weapon. It spots Sadi bounding towards the camp. The predator aims a laser crossbow. Tabe rides in on a horse and knocks the helmet off of the predator's head. Naru peeks out from behind the tree. Tabe circles the predator on horseback. Naru fumbles with the gun. The predator shoots at Tabe. Lasers shine from the helmet onto a tree. The predator's arrow strikes the tree. Tabe grabs a bow. The predator retrieves the helmet, then reattaches it. Naru loads the gun. Tabe fires an arrow at the predator. Naru scurries out and aims the gun at the predator. She pulls the trigger. Predator turns to her. Tabe leaps off of his horse. He jabs a spear into the predator's neck, then peppers the predator with arrows. Green blood gushes.
Not too much, not too little.
Naru pours more powder into the gun. Tabe battles the predator with arrows and slashes it with a spear. Tabe hits the predator with an arrow and the predator vanishes. Tabe and Naru look around. She aims the gun. Tabe draws an arrow in his bow and points upwards. They both scan the campsite with their weapons drawn.
We should go.
Tabe.
Run, Naru. It thinks I'm the threat. This is as far as I go. No more. This is it?
No.
Bring it home.
The cloaked predator rises behind Tabe. Two curved blades pierce his chest. Naru flinches as her face is spattered with blood. She aims the gun. The predator hoists Tabe in the air. Naru screams as the predator drops Tabe on the ground. The predator decloaks as it stalks towards Naru. She keeps the gun leveled at it. The predator studies her. Green blood runs down its chest and left arm. Naru trembles as the predator approaches. Tabe stabs the predator's leg with an animal skull. Naru gapes. The predator stabs Tabe with a spear. Blood gushes up. The predator whirls around. Naru is gone. Pink-hued clouds hang over the mountains at dusk. Water flows through the stream and rushes over rocks. Naru kneels at the shore. She washes blood off of her hands and arms. She hangs her head and weeps as she cleans herself. Two warriors on horseback ride into Naru's camp. They slow down, then dismount. Aruka works on an animal skin stretched across a wooden frame outside her tent. She glances back worriedly. Naru wrings her hands in the water to clean off the blood. Her face is pinched with grief. A young, serious-faced warrior strides towards Aruka. The young man bows his head. Naru continues scrubbing her hands. Her body is racked with sobs. The young warrior passes off Tabe's clothes. Aruka frowns as she wells up with emotion. Naru hunches forward and submerges her hands in the water. Aruka jabs a stick into the animal skin and sobs. Naru weeps by the stream. At the camp, the horses graze on grass as Aruka pounds on the animal skin. Naru presses her hands to the bottom of the stream. She rubs her face. Tears stream down her face and drip off the tip of her nose. At dusk, she leans against a rock wall with her eyes closed. She opens her eyes and trembles. She turns. Sari is sitting beside her. Naru peers at the stream. She sees the trapper leader on the opposite shore. He washes his face with the water. Naru conceals herself behind the rock wall. She cocks the gun, then aims at the trapper. He dips his canteen in the water and glances nervously over his shoulder. Naru points the gun. She lowers the weapon. Naru purses her lips. She pulls out the predator's disc that she removed from the wounded trapper's stump. She flicks it, and it transforms into a cut clamp. The trapper drinks water. He gulps from a canteen. Naru runs at him. She smashes his face with a rock. That night, a fire glows in a field. The burly bearded trapper is unconscious on his back. He slowly rouses. He struggles to lift his head. A rat scurries past him. Rats gnaw on his severed leg. He swats frantically at them. The metal disc is embedded in his stump. His eyes widen. He sees his musket by the fire. He drags himself towards it. Naru sits by the fire with her tomahawk. The trapper reaches the gun.
You bled my brother. So now you bleed.
It's yet so much!
You think that I'm not a hunter like you?
She runs a streak of black soot down her chin, then grabs her pouch of orange tutsia.
Should have said, me pull that rocket to save the fire!
And I'm not a threat.
Naru eats orange petals.
That is what makes me dangerous. You can't see. But I'm killing you.
Naru glances into the dark forest. She glares at the trapper. She stands. His gun misfires.
And it won't either.
The predator scans the area. The fire and the trapper illuminate. The trapper looks up at Naru. She stands frozen in place. She shifts her right foot as the cloaked predator passes her. The trapper tries to hoist himself up by his arms. The predator looms over him. It scans the helpless trapper. The predator swings a telescoping spear. It slices off the trapper's head, and chunks of body flesh spatter onto the ground. The predator scans the ground, then crouches down. Naru stands behind the predator. She aims a gun. The predator collects the trapper's skull. The predator rises, holding the severed head. Naru aims at the back of its head. She fires. The helmet blasts off. Naru runs to collect the helmet. She flees. The predator drops to its knees. A light snow falls in the forest. Naru sharpens a stick with her tomahawk. Several sharp wooden sticks poke out from a tree trunk. Naru affixes her stick. She places the predator helmet between two trees. The predator plods through the forest. It looks down and follows a glowing blood trail on the ground. The predator stops by the edge of the muddy sinkhole. The trapper's leg pokes up from the muck. The predator eyes the severed limb. Naru crouches on a tree branch overhead. She watches the predator. She leaps out of the tree. She straddles the predator's neck and slashes its head with her tomahawk. It flings her to the ground. She rolls onto her side. The predator looms over her with the telescoping spear. Sari scampers out of the forest. Sari leaps on the predator's back, and the predator drops the spear. It pulls Naru's tomahawk out of its side and tosses it to the ground. Naru runs into the forest. The predator chases her, leaping from tree to tree. Nadu grabs the spear. She watches the trees. The predator pounces. She bashes its head. She severs the predator's arm. The helmetless predator snarls. Nadu swings the spear and her hand stops midair. She looks at the weapon in shock as the predator advances. Nadu batters the predator with her tomahawk. The predator slashes her with its shield. Nadu falls on the ground. She dodges as the predator attacks with the shield. She stabs its leg with the tomahawk. Nadu stands. She eyes the sinkhole behind the predator. She weaves past the predator, but it grabs her. The predator flips her onto her back. The predator pins her to the ground by the throat. She pushes herself backwards. Nadu's neck is encircled by the predator's razor-sharp shield. She flinches as the blade's near her throat. Nadu pries out a fang, then stabs the predator with it. She hops up. Green blood gushes from the predator's severed arm. Nadu backs away. The predator follows her. It opens its gaping insect-like jaw. Nadu spies Sadi with the tomahawk in his mouth.
Petsa!
Nadu runs. Nadu slips between the predator's legs and grabs the tomahawk. She slashes the predator's leg, then hops on its back and ties a rope around its neck. The predator flails around. Nadu leaps off. She tugs on the rope and the predator topples forward into the sinkhole. It disappears under the mud. Nadu sits up. Bubbles pop on the surface of the mud. The predator rises out of the muck. Nadu scoots backwards. The predator's mud-covered torso emerges. It pulls its arms out of the sinkhole.
Come on. Do it. Come on, do it.
It aims at her.
This is as far as you go. No more. This is it.
Laser beams shine from the predator's helmet between the trees. The predator fires at Nadu. The bullets ricochet off the surrounding trees. The laser beams shine on the predator's forehead. The arrows pierce the predator's skull. The predator flops forward into the mud. Nadu leans against a thicket of branches, staring at the predator's body. Her eyes shine with fierce determination. In the morning, Aruka gathers wood at the camp. She looks up. A girl runs over. Aruka's lips tremble as Nadu strides towards the camp. Nadu carries the predator's severed head. Green blood seeps from the neck. Her tribe mates gather. Nadu approaches the tribal chief. Her face and clothes are streaked with glowing green blood. She tosses the head at the leader's feet. Nadu throws him the pistol. It is inscribed with the name Raphael Adolf, 1715.
There is danger nearby. We need to move to easier protected ground.
The chief and his wife stare at Nadu. The chief hands his wife the pistol. Aruka steps towards the chief. She hands him the feathered staff and nods. He takes it. Aruka gazes proudly at her daughter. The tribe mates gather around a bonfire. The chief stands beside Nadu. Nadu closes her eyes. The chief offers Naru the staff. He shoves her forward. Naru smiles as her mother leads the others in a cheer. Naru glances at a little girl. Naru glances at Sadi. The dog sits at her side. Credits. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works.